化宗教所要解决的问题。
The transcend what the religion and culture trying to solve.
基督一显现出来的时候
，When Christ made manifest，
真正显明宗教里面没有义人，文化里面没有义人。
Fully but to prove that in culture and religion there's no righteous man at all。
所以他一来就证明他一定要死。
And that's why when he come, he proved that he must die。
因为他来触犯了，他来指证了，他来显出了。所以罪人真正的状况
because when he come he truly revealed the true nature of all sinners
所以当保罗提到这一点的时候
so when Paul mentioned this
他就解决一个问题
he wanted to solve a problem
那么讲律法没有用吗
is that does it mean that there's no use for law
律法为什么赐下来还是没改造人
why is that law is given and then never transform man
那么上帝赐下律法不是叫人去好好行善吗
so when God has given law doesn't he want man to do according to law
这个不是圣人的教导
This is not the teaching of the holy man.
这个不是普通道德人士的经验谈。
This is not the experience talk of the people of the world.
这个不是道德哲学的规条。
This is not the laws of the ethics.
这个是不是民族智慧的结晶。
This is not the crystallization of the human culture.
神的启示啊。
But it's the revelation of God.
所以律法不是文化的产品。
So law is the product of human culture.
律法是神自己的启示。
It is given by God himself.
那保罗你要怎么讲呢？
Paul, what do you have to say?
没有义人
No righteous man?
连一个也没有
Not even one?
那么犹太人有律法做什么呢
Then what's the use for Jews that law?
上帝把律法给犹太人还是没有义人
It is God who has given the laws to Jews yet there's no good man
连一个也没有
Not even one?
那么请问保罗上帝赐下律法做什么
Then I want to ask Paul what's the purpose for God giving the law?
律法功用在哪里
What's the function of the law?
保罗谈到人性的败坏连一个义人都没有之后他就提到神赐下律法是不是没有功效
So after Paul have said of all these things there's no righteous man even with the law then Paul will say what the function of the law that God has given to us
这些人
all these people
不明白上帝
they don't understand God
不寻求他
they never seek God
不行善
they never do good
他们都犯罪
they have sinned
他平安的路他们不知道
and they don't know the way of peace
因为他们眼中不怕上帝
because they do not fear God
一个人不敬畏神
if a,
什么罪都可以做出来
If a man do not fear God, he can sin anything
一个人没有神在他的心中他什么罪都可以做出来
If a man do not have God in their heart, they can do anything
而且还要做比动物跟野蛮更可怕的
And you'll do things even worse than the animals
你们很多时候会看 Discovery Channel
Many times you have this Discovery Channel that you watch on the TV
你看这个 Geographic Channel
You watch on Geographic channel.
特别在非洲看动物吃动物的时候。
In Africa, you see the animals eating animals.
你看他们很残暴。
You see they're very cruel.
但我发现一件事情。
But I found one thing.
动物们上帝给他许可吃别的动物的时候。
That when God allowed these animals to eat animals.
他们不是残害。
They are not trying to conduct cruel acts.
不是苦毒。
Not trying to be bitter.
他们用最快的办法把他们要吃的动物置于死地。
They use a swift ways to kill the prey.
你注意到吗
Do you know?
他怎么样吃
How did he eat?
他先从喉咙咬他，对不对
They come from the throat.
把他的呼吸
And also they would not allow them to breathe.
是他最快的办法
And strangle them so that they die fast.
狮子是如此
The same thing with
lion. 豹是如此
The same thing with a leopard.
人不是的
But not with man.
人如果给蚊子咬了
Man, when he's been stung by this mosquito,
他抓到了
catch it,
他就把他脚一个一个拔掉。
你
笑什么
？One by one,
你一定有经验吧
？Maybe you got experience.
我告诉你，动物不像你那样的。
But the animals are like you.
他就把他这个整个喉咙咬了就死了。
He will also hold this jugular vein and then kill and then
死了
die. After he dies,
他就撕掉他的肉。
And they tear away the meat.
他已经死了。
It died.
所以如果你说你啊这样残暴像动物。你这句话不是侮辱他，你侮辱动物，你懂吗
？You see, they are as cruel as animal. He actually are insulting not him but the animals.
上帝创造大自然
，because when God created nature,
不是残暴
，it's not cruel nature.
为了需要
，but because of the need.
有个生态平衡的定律在里面
，there's an ecological balance theory.
所以结束他的生命
，so when he ended the life,
才把他的肉当作食物来吃
，and then use the meat as the food.
人不是如此
，but not with man.
人是不接受你的生命
，man will not end your life.
慢慢凌迟你。
Slowly will insult
慢慢苦读你
slowly will torture you,
慢慢害你
slowly will torment you,
你心灵被杀几万次身体杀不死
So your spirit has been inserted for many times before you die physically.
让人看你还是对他很好吗？
So the people say that you're still good to him.
杀人不见血。
So you kill without seeing the blood.
人是残暴的。
Man is cruel.
平安的路他们不明白。
They do not know the way of peace.
他们做什么事他都没有害怕。
And they do not know.
为什么呢？
Good.
良心没有功用吗？
Is that no function of conscience? No.
他眼中没有善。
Because they do not fear God.
我再讲一次。你说有宗教人都这么坏，所以宗教没有用。
And those religion yet they are bad. There's no use for religion then.
我不这样说。
I won't say that.
我说连有宗教人都这么坏，如果没有宗教怎么办？
Even those with religion are so bad. What happened to those without religions?
毛泽东把孔家店把他打倒。
毛泽东 want to destroy with the Confucianism.
中国人就更有道德了吗？
And Chinese would they have more
ethical? 我们把孔子的思想把宗教都把它消灭掉了。
So you say we're going to do away the Confucianism.
我们的伦理更上升吗？
Would we increase our
ethical? 不是。
No.
不是。
No.
绝对不是。
No.
中国人曾经到了一个地步，变成连讲早安都不懂。
Chinese have come to the state even though they cannot greet them good morning.
连基本的礼貌都不懂。
The fundamental manner they don't have.
为什么呢？
Why?
就是那种错误的破坏性的观念产生出来。
There's a concept that have this destruction.
既然有宗教，人都不好，何必宗教？
Since there's religion, yet people are not good, that we don't need religion anymore.
既然有道德，人还犯罪，何必道德？
Since there's ethic, people still continue to sin, we don't need ethics anymore.
既然文化几千年，中国还是这样，何必文化？
Since we have culture for thousands of years, Chinese are still like that. We don't need culture anymore.
所以文化大革命的结果是各文化的大命。
So in cultural revolution, you cut away the life of culture, actually.
就是把自己的命都割掉了。
So you see with your own life.
这是很可怜的事情。
This is pitiful.
所以保罗要解决这个问题。
Paul wants to solve this problem.
他从神绝对的标准眼光审判的这个智慧看下来。
It's coming from the absolute perspective, just from the wisdom of God they see.
没有意义。
No righteousness.
没有寻找上帝。
No one to seek.
没有寻上帝。
No one to.
没有寻求上帝。
No one to seek after God.
没有明白的。
No one understand.
一个也没有。
Not even one.
那么犹太人的律法做什么？
Then what's the purpose of the Jewish law?
他就解决这个问题。
Then he solved this problem.
那么上帝赐下律法是做什么？
And what's the purpose that God has given laws?
请你注意一个很重要的原则。
Pay attention to this principle.
律法是人犯罪以后才赐下来。
It is only after men have sinned that God has given laws.
大家说一二三，律法是人犯罪之后以后才赐下来的。人犯罪以前，上帝赐下什么
？Before man sinned, what has God given?
赐下爱的命令。
God has given the commandment of love.
不是控诉的律法。
Not a one who accuse.
你说的。爱的命令跟恐诉的律法一样不一样
？The law accusation and also the command of law was love was different.
不一样
，it's different.
上帝说，园中所有树上的果子你都可以吃。
God said all the fruit tree of the garden you can eat.
唯独那棵分别善恶树的果子的树你不可吃。
Only the fruit of that tree of the good and evil you cannot eat.
是所有的跟唯独。这表示神的恩典够用，但他给你一个你自由的限制来保护你自由的安全。
Oh, and the only one God has given us to protect the safety of your liberty.
当人犯罪了以后呢
？After man have sinned,
就打开他道德的这个限制。
Then he opened up the limitation of his morality.
这个做那个做，这个做那个做。
So he does everything.
上帝都不可。
God said no.
不可。
No, no,
不可
no.
不可。
No.
命令的总归还是爱
，because the conclusion of this law is love.
律法的真正的功用还是叫人自由
，because the true function of the law is to allow us freedom.
今天我不解释这两句话
，I'm not going to interpret these two statements tonight.
我要把律法的这一个消极性的功用，照这一段的经文的内容来讲出来。
According to this passage, I want to tell you about the negative aspect of the function of the law.
今天我们大家来看。
You want to read it?
第十九、第二十节。
Verse 19 and 20.
律法的功用。
The function of the law.
消极性的功用。
The negative function.
我们大家一同来读。一、二、三。我们晓得，律法上的话，都是对律法以下之人说的，好塞住个人的口，叫普世的人都伏在上帝审判之下。所以凡有血气，没有一个因行律法，能在上帝面前称义。因为律法本是叫人知罪，再读一次，这一段太精炼了 ，very condensed，
it's too condensed，
所以我们要好好的思想聚焦，明白里面的意思。
So we truly understand what the meaning.
我们大家在那里。
We read together.
我们晓得，
律法上的话，都是对律法以下之人说的，好塞住个人的口，叫普世的人都不在神审判之下。所以，凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪。
好，先从一句很重要的开始。
Starting from a very important statement.
律法不能叫人称义。
Law cannot justify us.
这是一个总原则。
This is a principle.
律法既然不能叫人称义。
Since law cannot allow us to be righteous.
律法不可能有正面的这个拯救性的功用。
So it will not have this positive function of salvation.
律法有没有正面功用呢？
Does it have a positive function?
有。
Yes.
我们以后会讲。
We'll say about that later.
有正面的拯救性的功用。
But it doesn't have the positive salvific function.
律法有正面的功用。
It has the positive function.
但是不是拯救性的功用。
But not salvific function.
那么律法的功用是什么呢？
Then what is the function of the law?
是消极性的。
It's a negative one.
是指证性的。
It to correct.
是控告性的。
It to accuse.
是要显明我们是有罪的这个功用。
It to manifest that we have sinned. 是这样的 function.
是向上帝赐下律法做什么？
Then what is the purpose that God give law?
如果我今天晚上请你回去不要睡觉，先做这篇文章。
If tonight I say that you go back, don't sleep first, but do this essay.
上帝为什么赐下律法？
Why is that God has given laws?
上帝把律法给犹太人。
God has given laws to Jews.
是不是叫犹太人可以得救，叫没有有为外邦没有律法的外邦人要灭亡？
So that the Jews can be saved and the Gentiles without the laws will perish.
上帝把律法给犹太人。
God has given laws to Jews.
使摩西讲出十条诫命。
That Moses uttered the Ten Commandments.
是不是上帝偏待万族，只宠爱一族？
Is it because God has a bias against the people of the world but love only the Jews?
Is it a discriminating action of God?
是神偏待人吗？
不是。
No.
那么上帝把律法赐下来。
But God has given the laws.
是为了什么？
What is the purpose?
你们讨论好不好？
So you will discuss.
现在思想一下，跟隔壁的人讲一下。
Discuss with the neighbor.
不讲的我就请你上来。
So if you don't discuss, I ask you to come up.
好，上帝把律法赐下来做什么？
What is the purpose that God has given the laws?
讲啊讲啊，跟旁边的人讲啊，不要一直看着我。为什么？
Why?
好
，All right，
我节省时间。
第一 ，the first
是叫人遵行
，so that men should observe，
以致得救
，so that they will be saved，
是不是
？Is that so？
是不是
？Is that so？
第二
，the second
叫人干犯
，so that men will go against the law，
以致上帝审判的时候很有理由
，so that there's two reasonable for God to judge when He judges us，
是不是
？Is that so？
第三
，the third
叫人知道。
That man should know.
律法有很高的要求。
There's a high demand from the laws.
然后慢慢修身养性。
Then slowly we cultivate ourselves.
盼望有一天可能成功。
Hoping that one day we can succeed.
是不是？
Is that so?
我告诉你。
I tell you.
宗教大范就在这三个范围里面。
宗教大范。
大范所有的宗教都在这个范围里面。
And all the realm of religion are in this area.
All religions belong to these three realms.第一
，the first，
我信这个教，走这条路，这样做我会得救。
I believe this religion, practicing this religious manners because I can be saved.
第二
，the second，
我既然不能这么做，我是没有办法，我一定不会得救。
Since I cannot do such manner, I cannot be saved then.
第三
，the third，
我尽我的力量做，做得最好，可能会得救。
I will try my very best, maybe I'll be saved.
就这三条路
，so these only three ways，
我是能得救的。
I can be saved.
我是不能得救。
I cannot be saved.
我可能会得救。
Maybe I can be saved.
所以试试看。
So we are trying.
尽心尽力。
I'll try my best.
碰运气。
Maybe I have good luck.
所以说忽然间。
And suddenly.
死又醒过来，已经在天堂了。
And after you die, you realize you're in heaven.
那就唱 Hallelujah.
And they sing Hallelujah.
如果醒来是在下地狱。
But if you were to awake and then you find that in hell.
就是命本来注定，还有什么办法？
Well, that's my destiny.
那么我到底能得救吗？
Can I be saved?
我不能得救呢？
If I cannot be saved?
我 大概一起可能会的就好。
Maybe I can be safe。
就三种宗教的这种期望在里面。
So the three kind of expiration of the religion。
好，我现在问你。
I want to ask you。
上帝赐下律法。
God has given the law。
是要人行，然后得救。
So that man observe and be safe。
第二。
The second。
上帝赐下律法。
God has given the law。
就是叫人去干翻他。
That man breaks it。
然后人就一定要受审判。
Then
上帝审判人就很有理。
Then he might be just and God is too reasonable to judge man。
或者上帝赐下律法。
Oh, God has given the law。
叫人试试看修身养性，可能有一天会。
So we try to cultivate ourselves, maybe one day we can be saved。
哪一种对啊
？Which is right？
你越听越笨了。我已经告诉你，听我讲到越听会越聪明的。
I will say that if you listen to me, you'll be more intelligent.
没有可能越笨，因为这个是神的道，怎么会更笨
？Because this is the word of God, it cannot be get more stupid.
而且我们真是从各方面好好思考，把它提出来，一定启发你的思想，怎么会笨
？It surely will inspire because we have already made many of the comparisons.
你是唐牧师，如果没有提这些事，我都没有想过这些事。
I said, Brent Tong, you never mentioned all these things. I never thought of that.
所以我一生一直刺激，一直刺激与我同一时代的人。
So I'm only to stimulate my contemporaries.
因为我们想股票，想 internet， 想爱情，想世界，想太多了，想上帝的道太少了。
Because we have talked too much about the worldly thing, but not about the word of God.
所以结果没有上帝的人，你搞你的事情，越搞越乱，一团糟，越来越乱。
So without the power of God, the more that you do in the worldly thing, the more you get worse.
如果你真正明白上帝的道，用神的道的总原则处理，什么事情都会解决。
So if you truly have the word of God, you have principle of the word of God to deal with all matters, you'll be successful.
越早明白越好。
And the earlier you understand, the better you are.
教会里面的总书记。
And my secretary in my church.
他说唐牧师啊。
He said, Reverend Tong.
我这一生什么都瞒你，就是非常这个的后悔，或者有一件很不瞒你的事情。
I'm contented with everything in my life, but there's one thing I do not feel satisfied.
我可以知道那件事是什么。
I said, can I know about that?
是不是你懊悔你结婚？不是不是。
You regret to get married?
是不是你懊悔你这个做的生意的？不是不是。
You regret because in business?
你知道他说什么？
You know what he said?
我很懊悔，我也很不能说懊悔，也不能说怀恨，也不能，我就是感到遗憾，为什么我比你更早生好多年？
He said, I'm regretted because I'm born earlier than you.
如果我迟你生，
If I'm born later than you do,
我就从年轻可以一直听你讲道。
Then I'm young, I can listen to your preaching.
我可以减少做很多错事。
It can cut away my wrongdoings in many things.
当我认识你，
But when I know you,
听你讲到什么
？Listen to you，
迟了好几年，错了很多事。
Even late for many years。
所以我告诉年轻人
，to young people，
今天有机会好好听到。
Today you have an opportunity to listen carefully。
上帝的话放在你心中
，and put God's word in your heart，
引导你一生的思想行为
，and to guide all your thinking, all your conduct。
阿门。好，我再问
，one more time。
你阿门了，我就问了。
One more time, I ask you。
上帝赐下律法
，God has given a law，
是说你行吧，你就得救。
So that you observe and you can save，
是不是
？Is that so？
是不是？不是，是不是
？Is that so？
耶稣说是就是，不是就说不是，
是
或者不是，
哪一个
？Yes or no？
是，
不是
？No。
你根据什么说不是
？Based on what you say no。
如果不是，那其他两个你就很危险喽。
If you know, then it's too dangerous with the following two.
第二
，the second.
上帝赐下律法
，God has given the law.
是不是故意叫人去犯罪去干犯？那说的好，我就可以审判你。
So that purposely you can break it, that he can judge you with justification.
是不是？哇，你更勇敢。
No, you're even more brave now.
上帝赐下律法
，God has given the law.
是不是给人尽所能去想去做到最好就可能的
？So that you can try your very best, maybe you can save.
是不是
？Is that so?
也不是
，no。
那么上帝赐下律法做什么
？So what's the purpose that God has given the law？
现在请注意哈。
Now pay attention。
第一个理论
，the first theory，
就是犹太人的解经。
That is the Judaistic interpretation of the Bible。
他的观念就是我这样行，讨上帝悦纳，我就可以得救。
He said, I do such manner, I do please God, and I can be saved.
第二个理论
And the second theory
是弥陀神错误的思想
It is what money is a wrong thinking.
中国教会对弥陀神毕恭毕敬
And in Chinese church, they respect what money so much.
很少发现他这一方面的大毛病
But they never discovered this kind of mistake that he had.
弥陀神十二难那些小数里面
In his book called The 12 Basket,
有一句这样的话。
There's this statement.
上帝赐下律法。
God has given a law.
不是要人遵行。
Not that man would observe.
乃是要人去干犯。
That man would break it.
就是上帝赐下律法，就是要人去犯罪。
God has given a law so that man can sin.
人才知道他是罪。
The man will know they're sinners.
我听了这句话。
When I heard that.
我亲自看那本书。
And I read that book.
我吓了一大跳。
I was astonished.
我求主赦免人类有这样的观念。
I ask God to forgive the man of this thinking.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为这样的观念就把上帝当作动机是不好的，因为上帝。
Because this will put that God in a bad motive.
而基督教的伦理是动机伦理。
But a Christian ethic is the ethic of good motive.
所以一切的行动的背后有错误的动机，这就是罪的开端。
Because behind all action is a bad motivation, then becomes the beginning of sin.
这不可以说上帝把律法赐下来就是要人去犯。
How can you say that God has given laws in order that men will sin?
上帝怎么可以叫人犯罪
？How can God cause people to sin?
上帝怎么可以变成罪的罪因
？How can God become the cause of sin?
所以这个。不是卡尔巴，另外一个不是这个卡尔什么，这个福音派的一个福音派的神学家 ，Carl Henry 讲一句话
，Carl Henry said，
他说呢 ，God is neither the cause nor the source of evil，
神绝对不是恶的原因以及来源，上帝不是恶因，
也不是恶的源头。
God should never be the cause and also the source of sin.
绝对不可以在观念中间把神跟恶有什么牵连在一起。
You cannot have this God and an evil has any connection at all.
第三个
，The third，
上帝赐下律法
，God has given the law，
是对要人好像在打赌一样的，可能因为行善会得救。
So that we put man in a state of betting, maybe can be saved.
可能不得救。
Maybe you will not be saved.
行了以后还不一定得救。
After you've done it, maybe.
是不是？
Is that so?
不是
No
这三个都否定了
These three are all denied
这就给我们看见世界的宗教观念跟神的道是不一样
So we see religious thinking of the world and God's word is still different
上帝说
God said
我的意念高过你们的意念
My authority is higher than your thought.
我道路高过你们。
My way is higher than the way.
你们的路不是我的路，你们的意念不是我的意念。
Your way is not my way. Your mind is not my mind.
上帝又借着耶利米说。
And God told Jeremiah, say,
我对你们所存的意念是良善的。
My mind towards you is good.
上帝没有邪恶的动机。
God does not have the evil motivation.
上帝没有恶的念头。
God doesn't have a thought of evil.
上帝所做的一切都是以善的出发点，因为他是善的本。
All the things that God does, God are doing from the A perspective of good because it's the stuff of good.
一切良善的恩赐都是从众光之父那里来。
Because all goodness comes from God with light.
那么上帝赐下律法做什么
？Then what's the purpose that God has given law?
我再说
，I say，
人犯罪以后，律法才赐下。
It is only after men have sinned that God has given the law.
所以上帝赐下律法。
So God has given the law.
真正的原因是什么呢
？What's the true purpose?
这里提到三重的。消极的这个律法的功用
Here you talk about the three level three aspect of the negative function of laws
第一个功用是什么呢
The first
有律法显明出来人的罪就被指证了人的口就被堵住了
So that when the laws and man's actions have been manifested man has been silenced
这表示人不能再强辩
Which means man cannot argue anymore
为什么呢
Why?
不是因为有了律法你才犯罪那么上帝用这个来审判你
It is not because when you have a law first then you sin then God use law to judge you
当然有了律法以后你可能干犯你更大的罪
Of course when there's law you break it all the more you will be judged
但是你没有律法以前你已经有罪了
But even without the law you already sin
所以律法一出来的时候
So when the law comes
就指证的原理就显明在你面前
Only but to point to you that you have sinned
你不能再自我辩护
So you cannot have self-defense anymore
你不能推诿
You cannot have excuses
你违背了这一条这一条这一条
You have gone against this number one, number two, number three
这个是真正道德的标准
So this is true standard of laws
Standard of law
Standard of ethics
你已经是堕落了
So you have already fallen
所以这个标准告诉你你是堕落了
So the standard tells that you have already sinned
你只能 塞住你的口。
It can only silence you.
这是律法的第一个功用。
And that's the first function of the law.
第二个功用是什么？
And the second,
使人伏在上帝审判之下。
That will come, man will come to the judgment of God.
你的律法是至高权威所带出来的原则的记录。
Because law is the record of the highest authority.
所以像刚才我讲的。
So I said,
如果他是最高的音乐家。
If the highest musician.
他说你弹错，你不要再辩论了。
When he said that you play wrongly, do not argue with him.
可以骗不懂的，你不能骗真正的权威。
Because you can cheat those amateur, you cannot cheat the specialist.
如果他是你的教授。
If he is a professor.
你的错误他发现，你不要再辩了。
The wrong that you discover, do not argue with him.
因为他是世界性的权威的教授，你不能喊他再随便乱讲。
Because he is an authority.
所以就塞住你的口以后呢，使你附在他的下面。
So you he silence you so that you stand under God.
那么你说律法的消极功用只有这两样吗
？So the negative function of law are there only two?
不是的
，No.
第三样
，The third.
叫人知罪
，So that man will conscience
开你的头脑
，conscience of sin.
使你明白原来罪是这样的。
Know that such is sin.
但若是这样，我是一个罪人。
If that is so, then I'm a sinner.
所以这是律法的三重的消极的功用。
So the three aspects of the negative function of the law.
封闭你的口。
To silence your lips.
关下你的腰。
To put you under the law.
开通你的思想。
To let you conscious of sin.
第一件是什么
？What's first?
塞住你的口。
To silence you.
你看啦。我这样看，我这样做不是要侮辱他哦。
Not to insult him.
你们不要以为是唐牧师欺负李牧师，我是要使你明白真理。
So they understand it.
他早就明白，所以他不会生我的气。
So he understands.
塞住他的口。
Silence him.
第二呢，不在权威下面。啊
，the vow.
你说如果这样，那我就一文不值的，不是。
You say then I'm useless.
使你开通思想。
So that you're open in your mind.
一个人有上帝的律法。
So a man with the law of God.
对罪的知识一定超过所有其他只有人文的道德本性同理论的民族的文化。
So then his knowledge of sin will be supersede all the knowledge of culture and religion.
这个观点不是提到得救的问题。
This is not something we're talking about.
还是有关系的得救的问题。
It doesn't concern with salvation yet.
但是你一定要先知罪。
But you must first know that you're a sinner.
因为所谓得救是从罪的地位中间救出来叫做得救。
Because to be saved, you must save from sin.
但是罪是什么你都不知道，你怎么会尊贵，怎么会尊重，怎么会看重得救的问题？
But if you don't know even what sin is, how can you respect and honor the importance of salvation?
今天的许多许多的人
there are people,
只有当他真正病得要死才知道健康是宝贵的
when they truly is sick, then they know what's the value of health
当他失去了最珍贵的东西的他才知道原来他曾经有过
when they have lost the most precious thing, then they realize that he had had it before
所以知罪是很大的一件事情
so it is a great event to know about sin
知罪的人才明白得救就是何等可贵
，because it is only those who never sin will know the preciousness of to be saved.
知危险人才知道从危险出来是何等大的平安。
It is only when you know what's the danger, then you know what is the security to be saved from danger.
知审判的可怕的人，而后来不必受审判，才知道什么叫上帝。
If you truly know a fearfulness to be judged, then you know that to be saved from judgment is the grace of God.
因为这些人对恩典的认识。
Because this was not the grace.
是消极的罪的可怕从可以不受审判的那种神的恩惠里面去感受。
It is coming from negative aspect, you know that you don't have to be just sense of grace, then you experience the positive part of grace.
像神对待人的时候。
So when God deal with people,
把他自己的本性启示出来。
He reveal his own nature.
有他固定的程序是绝对不更改的。
There's a set order that cannot be changed.
请你注意啊
，Pay attention.
神启示自己的道德本性。
When God reveals His ethical nature,
有它固定的程序是绝对不能更改的。
There is a determined and set order that cannot be changed.
这一点很重要。
This is important.
照样，当传道的明白这一点，用这个原则来侍奉上帝的时候，他的侍奉是成功的。
When the preacher knows about this order, using this principle to serve the Lord, he's a successful preacher.
很多人读了神学，拿了很高的学位，侍奉乱七八糟。
好了。People studying the seminary have high degree, but yet their service in the mass
is in which 他侍奉的有一些原则是神自己定的，他不知道。
Because some of the principles God has set, they do not know it.
这个是修为，修为知识没有办法替代。
This is something that your knowledge cannot substitute.
我再讲。
One more time.
当神启示自己的道德本性的时候
，When God reveals His own ethical nature，
有他固定的程序是不可以脱线的。
There's a set order that cannot be compromised。
是什么呢
？What is that？
是先启示公义，后启示慈爱。
God first revealed His righteousness, then only His mercy。
大家说，一二三，先启示公义，后启示慈爱。先把责任讲出来
，He first talk about the responsibility，
然后追讨人应当尽的责任
，Then he seek about our accountability，
审判人对责任的逃避
，And to judge without avoidance of accountability，
再把赦罪的恩典赐给人
，Then only he give the grace of forgiveness to us。
当一个人知道他犯了罪，
man,
知道他应当受审判。然后领受恩典的时候，他一定感谢上帝。
When a man knows that sin he to be just and receive the grace, then he can be thankful to God.
先公义
，righteousness，
后慈爱
，then mercy。
那么就是当上帝赦免人的时候，是不是还是这个原则？是。
When God forgives us, does he still observe this principle?
他先审判自己儿子，才使我们这些罪人可以成为他的儿子。
He will first judge his own son, and then we sinners can become his children.
这个先。义后爱的原则
，first righteousness then mercy，
是神的定的永恒旨意里面的原则。
It is the eternal purpose of God that is set。
这个先义后爱的程序
，first righteousness then love then order，
是肯定的，是绝对的，是不可以更改的。
It is something which determined that cannot be changed with absolute。
今天教会不能复兴，为什么呢
？Today the church cannot revive。
今天很多的传道人先讲上帝的爱，爱，爱，结果呢？什么都不要听
，because I preach the principle of the love of God first and without the righteousness of God。
这种基督做父母的教孩子不成功，为什么呢
？And also the same thing with the parent that teach the
children。你的爱爱爱，什么都替他做，他变成傻瓜。
Because they love the children so much, they do everything for him。
你要用公义
，you righteousness first，
带慈爱之先来做教导的人。
That will precede your love, then you to teach。
我对我的孩子说
，I tell my child，
凡你能做的，我一定不替你做。
All that you can do, I will not do for you.
因为我要教你做一个人
，because I want to teach you to be a man.
不是做一个寄生虫
，not become a parasite.
我虽然爱你
，even though I love you,
我要用公义的原则来把爱带出来。
But with the principle of righteousness, then I want to bring it out with love.
我侍奉是这样。
Such is my service.
我做人是这样。
Such is my behavior.
我教导孩子是这样。
Such is the way I teach my children.
我牧养我的教会是这样。
Such is the way I pass my.
无论你多有钱
，No matter how rich you are.
无论你多穷
，No matter how poor you are.
无论你多有学问
，No matter how knowledgeable you are.
无论你多普通的人
，No matter how you're common you are.
我以公义对待。
Are you righteous? Are you with you?
神先把公义启示了。
Because God first revealed righteousness.
然后才把慈爱带出来。
Then God will bring forth His love.
这就是为什么先救又后新又。
And that's why there's the Old Testament first before there's the New Testament.
这就是为什么先律法后救恩。
And that's why there's the law first before there's salvation.
为什么？这就是为什么先摩西后耶稣。
And that's why there's the Moses first before there's Jesus.
你看到了吗
？You see?
这个大原则。
This big principle.
当我们不明白的时候。
When you don't understand.
我们乱的时候。
When you're confused.
我们更换替代的时候。
When you change the order of it.
我们就使自己掉在不可。旧有的混乱里面
Then we are fallen into a chaos and mess.
我们个人会堕落
We ourselves will fall.
我们教会会失败
The church will fall.
我们对世界的见证会破
And our testimony to the world will be broken.
我们在永恒中间不能交谈
In eternity we cannot be accountable to God.
因为神启示自己的道德本性的时候
Because when God reveals His ethical nature to us,
有个固定不可更改的程序
There's a set order that cannot be changed.
先后
First and then following.
孔子说
Confucius
said, 无论一切的一切都有始有终有本有末
In everything there's a beginning and there's an end.
知其先后则近道也
If you know what is the first, what is then the second, then you're close to the Logos.
基督就是神的道
And Jesus Christ is the Logos of God.
神本身就是道的本体
And he himself is the substance of that word.
他知先后
He know the order.
他先告诉你公义
He tell you righteousness first.
后施行慈爱
And then he practice love.
他先赐下律法
He first give the law.
后应许救恩
And then promise salvation.
他先使你知道你的责任
He first want you to know your responsibility.
后告诉你基督代替你死
Then to tell you that Jesus Christ has taken away your place.
先赐下律法
First give the law.
后把救赎的恩给赐下
Then give you the saving grace.
感谢上
Praise the Lord.
你知道了吗
Do you know?
这就是神的智慧
This is the wisdom of God.
这就是神的做法。
This is the way of God.
这就是神的作为。
This is the conduct of God.
所以圣经告诉我们。
The Bible says.
他赐下律法。
He has given the law.
不是叫人就变成免罪的。
Not that we have been forgiven.
他赐下律法。
He has given the law.
不是使人道德就会提高到什么地步。
Not to raise your ethical standard.
你说有律法人还犯罪，律法有什么功用呢？
He said there's a law yet man sin. What's the purpose of law?
保罗在这里回答。
Paul he answered.
赐下律法。
To give the law.
堵住罪人的口。
To silence the sinners.
你不能再为自己辩护。
You cannot have self-defense
anymore. 赐下律法。
To give the law.
使你伏在上帝的面前。
To the bow before God.
你一定要受审判。
You must be judged.
赐下律法。
Give the law.
使你智慧通达，使你头脑清醒，知道什么叫做罪。
So your mind is open, you know what's sin.
那么够了吗？
Is that enough?
不够。
No.
如果我知道我有罪了，
I know I'm a sinner.
我不会快乐。
I cannot be happy.
我不会积极。
I cannot be positive.
我不会有能力。
I cannot have power.
因为我知道有罪。
Because I know I've sinned.
我知道我要死。
I know I'm going to die.
怎么办呢？
What to do now?
所以呢，保罗讲了第三章以后，
After Paul has spoken about chapter three,
就开始进到信仰的积极功用。
Then he talked about the positiveness of faith.
基督的赦罪的积极的果效。
And the positive function of God's salvation.
相对律法的消极功用。
And to compare as the negative function of law.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
没有一本书。
Not even a single book.
在全世界历史里。
In the whole history of the world.
罗马书。
As compared to Romans.
把我们带到神救赎计划的心意中间。
Will bring us to the mind of God's salvation
plan. 到这样伟大的明白的程度。
And so that we can understand in such a great measure.
凡听这些讲解的人是有福的人。
So blessed are those who listen to all this exposition.
愿上帝的话在我们心中。
May the love of God, may the word of God be instilled in us.
继续光照教导我们。
Continue to illuminate and teach us.
愿一切荣耀归给主。
May all glory be unto God.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
十字架，十字架，又是我的荣耀。我终罪都洗清洁，唯靠耶稣宝。